This is BBC Radio 3. It's time now for World on 3 and the last of our three visits to Glasgow for the Celtic Connections Festival. So let's go over to the BBC's Pacific Quay studios in Glasgow and join Lopa Gotari.
James, thank you very much indeed. And yes, I'm in Glasgow for the final weekend of Celtic Connections, which has to be the largest festival of its kind in the world. And this year, it's been celebrating its 21st anniversary like a real 21-year-old. 18 days of festivities involving more than 2,000 musicians from 26 countries performing at 20 venues across the city, creating enough heat to sweep away the bitter winds of winter and giving rise, no doubt, to a mighty hangover or two. Oh, to be 21 again. This is my first ever experience of Celtic Connections, and I have to say I've been loving every minute of it. In fact, I and the World on Three team have just been to see teammate Mary-Anne Kennedy conducting her Gaelic choir at Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall this evening. And Mary-Anne's going to be making her way to the studio later on tonight. But let's get things going with my guests in session this evening, Faris and Jason Romero, who hot-footed it over here to Pacific Quay after finishing their set at the Mitchell Library just a short while ago. Faris and Jason, a very warm welcome to you, and thank you for coming along this evening.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you, Lopa.
You're going to start with a song called Goodbye Old Paint. Just tell us a quick little bit about it, Faris.
Well, this is an old cowboy tune that Alan Lomax recorded a fella named Jess Mitton singing in the 1940s. And Jess said he learned it from a cowboy who was born in the early 1800s named Charlie Willis. And the song is filtered down through us through various recordings, and we fell in love with it. And we're going to do it as a guitar banjo duet, and Jason's going to sing it for us.
Paints a good pony, she paces.
How lovely. Goodbye, Old Paint, a song that has been passed down through generations of music lovers. Performed here tonight by multi-award-winning Canadian folk duo Jason and Faris Romero. They're going to be striking up more beautiful tunes for us on the programme later on tonight. Hello, I'm Lapa Kotari, and this is World on Three, coming to you live from the third and final of our broadcasts from the city of Glasgow and this year's Celtic Connections. Tonight, as I said, we've got Faris and Jason Romero, who are playing for us in the studio. Plus, Marianne Kennedy is going to be coming in for a chat, no doubt taking us through some of her personal highlights from this year's festival. And in amongst all of that, we're going to be bringing you some of the best bits that we've recorded for your personal delectation. And we begin with this man, Bombino, a tall, gangly Tuareg guitarist from Niger, who played in the centre of town at the O2 ABC Glasgow last night. Only just, though, given that their train up from Leeds got cancelled. It wasn't quite planes, trains and automobiles, but after many hours of delays and replacement bus services, they arrived at the venue with about an hour to spare. So the headline act, Kanono Number One, generously swapped slots with them so that they could have a break before going on stage. So here's Bombino with Iyat Dunya Ayesahen, Another Life. Thank you.
Tani Meret, Shukran, thank you, merci, everybody. This music comes from Bambino's heritage of the Tuareg people through his fingers and the diaspora from the Sahara Desert. This is survival music. It's carried his people through years of oppression, and now it's lighting people up around the world, and we're so pleased to share it with you. Carry it forward. We got Yuba Dia from Mauritania on the bass. Corey Wilhelm on the drums from Boston, Massachusetts.
And Avi Salawe from Boston on the guitar.
And our director, Nomad, Omara Mokhtar Bambino.
And you from Glasgow.
Don't
Rock and desert blues from Niger's Bombino, Tuareg refugee turned politician turned musician, who double billed with Congo's Konono number one last night at the ABC Glasgow down in Sauchie Hall Street. And if, like me, you've missed a lot of what's gone on at Celtic Connections this year, we've got a great array of videos, clips and recordings that you can watch and listen to on the BBC website. Just go to BBC Music and follow the link for World Music, or go to Radio 3's World on 3 page and click on Celtic Connections. By the end of it, I promise you, you're going to feel like you've been right here in Glasgow all along. Now, still to come on the programme tonight, Shooting the Breeze with Marianne Kennedy. Highlights from the moving tribute to Martin Bennett that took centre stage at Glasgow's Royal Concert Hall on the opening night. And the other part of that double bill last night with a set from electro junkyard band Konono Number One. But now, let's get back to Canadian folk duo Faris and Jason Romero, who opened tonight's programme with a beautiful song, I might add. Here they are with a song called A Wanderer I'll Stay.
Thank you.
A Wanderer I'll Stay. Faris and Jason, that was absolutely beautiful.
Thank you.
You were saying that this is, you were saying to me earlier on that this is a song from a new album. I'm thrilled you're working on a new album.
We're done working on a new album. It's brilliant. All the fun stuff comes ahead. Mind you, it's been pretty fun making this new album. We recorded it at the early winter at our home in Horsefly in British Columbia and flew an engineer out there and brought some musicians up. And
they do that these days.
They do that these days. Engineers are incredibly portable. It's amazing.
You have an airport in Horsefly, don't you?
No. No, it was multiple flights and quite a bit of driving for him to get to us and lots of driving for the musicians to come. But it was pretty special. We had a couple feet of snow and minus 30 outside and everybody holed up inside.
Oh, so this is the summer for you guys.
Oh, yeah. This is you know, a couple inches of snow and 2 degrees above is balmy. But that is the title track on the new record that'll be coming out.
Now, when I was introducing you, I did say multi-award winning, and really it's kind of on the back of your last album, Long Gone Out.
Out West Blues.
A slew of awards that you won on that album. I mean, what do you think it was about it? Was it you guys? Was it the songs? Was it just, you know, the right music at the right time?
I think, that's hard to say. Jason and I, we started playing music as soon as we met, pretty much, which is about going on 8 years now, I think. But we were playing really traditional music at the time, a lot of music early 1920s and 30s, fiddle music that we were familiar with and loved to get together and jam informally with friends. And so we weren't doing a lot of necessarily original songs. Like, I've been a songwriter for years, but that was with other bands, and Jason and I weren't doing that kind of music that much. And I think as we've come into our own more and gotten to know each other musically more, the songs have just sort of taken on a life of their own. And this last record, it really felt like we had sort of hit our stride with the songwriting that we were doing together and the interpretations we were doing of old songs. And then this new record that's coming out, A Wanderer I'll Stay, it's similar in that feel, but we even feel like we've just, you know, it's nice to feel like we're changing and growing musically and bringing in guests on this one instead of it just being a duet album as our previous recordings have been.
So what is it about the 1920s that has kind of attracted both of you and essentially brought you two together?
What is it about that music? I'm not sure. I mean, it just has this rawness to it because there wasn't stuff that was recorded and listened to before that, so everyone was just kind of learning it as they were hearing it. Like, I mean, guitars weren't even really on the scene that much earlier than that. So those early guitar players that were playing some amazing stuff, they were just kind of making it up as they went. And I don't know, I think it's that time that there was this combination of the Scotch-Irish ballads coming over, mixing with the Southern blues. And it was just this perfect mix of early music that we both just love. Whether it's, I mean, we put a lot of tunes underneath the kind of old time umbrella. It could be the early jazz, it could be cowboy music, or it could be blues, or it could be country, but
or Hawaiian.
Yeah, I don't know. There's something just wonderfully simple and beautiful about that early stuff that we just can't get enough of, and it inevitably affects the stuff that that Faris is writing or that we're writing together. I think we hope it sounds like it's from the 20s.
But now, you know, it's
2020s.
Well, definitely influenced by that feeling, but it's still, you know, we exist in the today, we exist in the here and now, and we're not a throwback. We don't strive to imitate what's going on there, but we definitely appreciate the influence that era has had on us big time.
So will you play another tune for us now?
Oh, we'd be delighted.
What's it going to be, Faris?
A tune called New Lonesome Blues, where I was imagining if Mike Seeger and Bessie Smith had maybe got together. And it's an obscure banjo style that a dear old friend showed me many years ago.
Cause I'm blue. Woke up last night and today. I'm weary, worn out too, with these new lonesome blues. Baby, don't you blow it home when that judgment day comes so near. It's a long way from here. Honey, don't you please don't leave.
Oh, yeah. New Lonesome Blues, Harmonious Simplicity from Faris and Jason, who are going to be joining us again in about 20 minutes' time. Now, I should mention that we have cameras in the studio tonight, so when you click on Celtic Connections or even World on 3, you'll be able to see what we've been getting up to here in the studio. So we're all on our best behaviour, of course, tonight. you're listening to Lafa Qatari here on BBC Radio 3, coming to you live from the BBC studios at Pacific Quay here in Glasgow, the city that has been playing host to the mighty Celtic Connections Festival since it began 21 years ago. Now, Celtic Connections is a festival of discovery and rediscovery, and it sets the city of Glasgow alight with the most eclectic roots music from right across the globe, from household names to newcomers, to inspiring and challenging collaborations, plus recognition of those artists who have steered the path that music has taken. These are all the things that the festival stands for. And this year, that element of rediscovery and homage was how the festival began. And Marianne, who's just scarpered in here and joined me in the studio, hosted the opening night. And you're going to tell us more about it, aren't you, Marianne?
It was a very special night for the opening night. And actually, to be talking about it just now is special as well, because tonight is actually the anniversary of what was being marked on that opening night this year. We were celebrating the life and the music and the energy of one of Scotland's greatest musicians, a wonderful guy called Martin Bennett, who was a piper, a composer, a producer, an encourager, a mischief maker, just a ball of energy. He died too young. He fought against cancer all his life, in between being one of the most creative people that any of us ever knew. And his last album that he made, using samples of the field work that had surrounded him through his mother's work, through his own life, because he had to work in isolation, was a masterpiece. And the opening night this year, marking 10 years since he passed on, and actually tonight is the 10th anniversary. One of his great friends, Greg Lawson, finally realised this great classical trad orchestration of that masterpiece album. And I have to say, it was one of the most overwhelming gigs I've ever been at, ever.
It really was a thing of love, wasn't it? It's a homage of love.
Yes.
It's quite an extraordinary man.
One of the bizarre things is that some of the other significant voices that featured on that recording, Michael Mara, Dundee's greatest songwriter, he was one of the declamatory voices on that album. Sheila Stewart, one of the great Traveller doyens, they also have passed on. But Michael said something very important. He said, if you want to remember someone and celebrate them, you have to put aside your own sadness for a while. And that is what all the musicians, all 80 of them that were on stage that night did. And that is what the entire audience did. There were people in there who knew Martin well. There were people who just loved his music. And for all of them, it was a transcendental experience.
So tell us a little bit about what we're going to hear of that concert.
Well, what they ran on the night was the album from beginning to end, and then some mischief at the end, as you would expect. And so what we're going to have are three of the landmark points of the album. It starts with Move, and there were various significant voices. I'm not going to go into all the details, but what we had on the night were contemporary singers who were inspired by those archive voices and doyens and inspirations of the past. And instead of being pastiches or parodies of the people they represented, they seemed to find a way of inhabiting the spirit of those singers. And this young singer that we'll hear first tapping into the traveller genre is Fiona Hunter. And honestly, as soon as her mouth opened, I was just stopped in my tracks. So we have Move, the great opening movement. And then we see Greg Lawson's own voice coming through in Wedding, where not only is Martin's own music speaking, but Greg is really able to express himself as a string player. And then finally, The Mischief in Chanter.
So let's start with Move, and featuring Fiona Hunter.
Thank you. You play the melody on the chanter. You play the melody on the chanter. You play the melody on the chanter. Melody on the chanter. Melody on the charger.
A spirited and touching tribute, Greg Lawson taking the mickey out of his own accent in Chanter, the piece that he and the Celtic Connections bespoke 80-piece Grit Orchestra did as their encore on the opening night of Celtic Connections, paying tribute to one of the festival's luminaries, Martin Bennett, an innovative musician who died on the last day of the festival 10 years ago. That was a reimagining of Martin's final album, Grit, that he recorded in 2003, an album that's now seen as a seminal celebration of Gaelic and traveller voice and melody, one that was a bold statement that even traditions can be shaken up and survive. And talking of tradition, Faris and Jason Romero, who are my guests in session tonight, have brought with them a piece of music that really does it for them. We call it the Heritage Track, part of our broadcasting legacy from the Commonwealth Games and the series of programmes that we did in the run-up to the Games that took place in this very city in Glasgow last summer. The series, in case you need reminding, was called Commonwealth Connections. And if you go to the Radio 3 homepage, you can download for free all 26 of the episodes that made up in that series. So Faris and Jason, what is the track that you've chosen and why?
We thought long and hard about this. This was a hard decision. So hard to choose. But this song in particular, I think this is a group called Hoyt Ming and his Pep Steppers. And Hoyt Ming was a great fiddler, and his Pep Steppers was his wife, Roselle. And it's the sound of her feet on a board. And that's where she got the name, the Pep Steppers. We always thought it was so strange, though, that it wasn't Hoyt Ming and Roselle, it was Hoyt Ming and his Pep Steppers. And that sort of spoke loudly of the bands of that era, where it was often such and such and wife, or such and such and accompaniment. And it's always so strange. But when Jason and I first met, I had just recently heard this track, and I freaked out when I heard it. I don't know what it is. It's the deep groove. It's the sonic perfect imperfections. It's the fiddling. It's the sound of the track. There's so much to it to fall in love with this old track from Mississippi. And when I met Jason and we were in the courting stage, which was very short for us, we got married about 2.5 months after we met, I sent
when
a copy.
You know, you know.
When you know, you know.
That's pretty pep-stepping.
It's very short. Very, yeah. And I sent a copy of this track to him, and I get back this email from him going, "Now I really know you're the one." Yeah. You know, essentially, just
yeah, it's pretty obscure old music that yeah, we were both in love with, you know, separately. And so when we both knew that we both were in love with the same obscure fiddle tune, it was another strong indication that she was the one.
Well, what better introduction can we have than that? So here's Hoyt Ming and his Pep Steppers. What a delight. From one husband and wife team, we move to the husband and wife team we have in the studio here. Faris and Jason, how are you going to follow your heritage track then? What are you going to sing for us?
Well, we're going to do something very different, of course. But we'll do a song called There's No Companion.
There's no companion like the misery of an unfilled desire. Filling you up, dragging you down, setting you age on fire. I'd like to move to Chicago, maybe in May. Though Willie's so rough, Chicago is just where you are today.
change. Romance is in the house tonight. Faris, Jason, tell me something about your families, about your upbringing. Faris, you were saying that you come from a musical family, and Jason, you've got a banjo making business, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's what Faris and I do. It's called J. Romero Banjo Company, and that's kind of our main gig, I would say. I started the company in 2002 in Northern California, and then when Faris and I met, we moved to her hometown of Horsefly, BC.
And are there a lot of horseflies there?
I've seen two.
I was
on the lookout when I first moved there because it's very remote. There's about, I don't know, 500 or 600 people in 40 square miles. So it's very remote. It's a rolling temperate rainforest. It's stunning. There's lakes and rivers everywhere and very few people. And I really, really wanted to move there. And she had left home fairly early on travels. And so she was okay with moving back. You know, it's hard to, you know, move back where you grew up. But she was cool with it. And but I did need to see if there was horseflies. And there's really not. There's only, I saw two. I guess to keep the tourists away.
It sounds quite an inspiring landscape, though. I mean, is this where the heart of your music comes from?
Definitely. I think because we live on 40 acres out in the middle of the woods, we have no neighbors that we can see. We can't hear any vehicles. It's a very quiet place to enjoy being. And we work at home. We work together. We have our little daughter, 15-month-old, who's on tour with us right now as well.
We left her in the car.
We left her in the car. It's no big deal.
Totally kidding.
Oh, jeez.
That was a joke.
That was a huge joke.
We have a nanny that comes with us. Ferris's sister.
We made a comment on stage about taking sleeping pills and whiskey to help us sleep last night. And I could tell that there was a few people in the audience who were like, did you give that to the baby? We made a point of saying we didn't give any of that to the baby. But yeah, we love where we live, and I think just having that sense of basic sense of day-to-day, we feel good, really allows us a lot of room to write and create music and just be. It's a nice combination to be able to bring the banjos on the road. That banjo that Jason was playing, that was one of the ones that's come out of our workshop, specially made for him, and it's a really nice way to link the banjo business to our music and vice versa.
And you're obviously here in Glasgow for Celtic Connections.
We sure are.
And this is your debut at the festival?
It is. Debut in the UK. Yeah.
In the UK?
Yes.
That's fantastic. So how's it been? And who are you playing with tonight?
Tonight we did a show with Gehalen Morrison and Eli West, who are old friends of ours from the States. So we've played a few shows with them now and taught at a bunch of music camps with them. And we love them dearly. So we got to do one song together during the set as well. And then we will be doing a late night session as well during the festival too. So.
And so you're enjoying it up here in Glasgow?
We love it.
Must feel a little bit like home. Well, I suppose if you could get out to the Highlands, you know, hook up with Marianne, actually, you'd probably be a home away from home.
Yeah.
We hear there's a lot less trees.
Than in BC.
Than in BC.
There's trees, but actually you've just described probably the only place that I've ever had described to me that makes my place look busy.
Well, come on over and check it out sometime.
It's a date.
We hope to come back and get more time to explore Scotland because it just, everyone we've met here has been magical, and we would like to meet a whole bunch more people and experience much more of the country someday.
Very nice folks.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you have an open invitation.
Thank you.
Back to Britain anytime.
Fantastic.
It's been fantastic having you guys come in the studio tonight. Sadly, this is the last song that you're going to do for us this evening. What's it going to be?
We're going to play a song called Lonesome and I'm Going Back Home.
Oh. And Jason Romero, thank you both so much for filling the studio with such wonderful music tonight.
Thank you so much for having us. It's been a delight.
You're listening to World on 3 here on BBC Radio 3, coming to you live from the BBC studios in Glasgow for this, the final weekend of music from Celtic Connections. And who better to talk to about this year's festival than my dear friend and colleague, Marianne Kennedy, who is part of the very fabric of this festival. Yes, you are. You are, Marianne. I mean, you perform, you present, you host. You're everywhere amongst Celtic Connections. So I thought I'd ask you how it all went, but perhaps we should start at the beginning. It was a very dramatic beginning to the festival this year, wasn't it?
It was interesting. The climate being what it is, and across 21 years, there are winters that are good and winters that are bad, and Scotland being what it is and having all these mountains, sometimes you have folk coming from far-flung places that find it difficult in January, but every year people think it's not going to happen, and then all of a sudden it does. And indeed, on the first Friday, we had a great dump of snow and wind and all sorts of things, which meant that not only could people not get from north to south, nor could they get across from Ireland. There was a whole lot of stranded folks that couldn't make their way out of Belfast or Dublin, but you couldn't even make it from one side of Glasgow to the other. And I had to walk from the city halls to the CCA to get from gig to BBC and back again, much to the amusement of Le Vent du Nord, who were our first guests, who commented, when we have 6 feet of snow, then we think about closing the schools. But you, for your 1 inch, you want to stop, that's okay. But it really did. The whole place just shut down. It was interesting, but it was good crack.
It's set it off to a good start, really. You've got the community together.
Well, everybody just got on with it. And walking's not such a bad thing.
Now, I said that you are part of the fabric of this festival, and it's true because you've just got back from performing tonight with Adam Holmes and your Gaelic choir.
It was actually one of the best fun gigs I think I've ever played. I was in amongst old friends and new on stage. The Blazing Fiddles, one of the, probably actually the original big band fiddle band from Scotland. There are several of them. There's Fiddler's Bid and there's Session E9, but Blazing Fiddles I think can claim to be in the vanguard. And 10 years ago, they did this amazing gig at Celtic Connections with three great vocalists, Eddie Reader, Justin Curry from Delamitri, which is significant if you're female and Scottish and my age, and Colin McIntyre from Mullagh Historical Society. And this was taking it on to a new generation and new tastes and new connections being made. So the Blazers played host to Aoife O'Donovan, Adam Holmes, as you said, and Rachel Sermani, and brought the choir on to be the ultimate BVs, backing vocals. It was great.
What fun. And in fact, we're going to hear a song from Adam Holmes just now. Tell me a little bit about this song.
Well, Adam has had really quite a spectacular year, amongst other things. You know, his album Airs and Graces was nominated for Scottish Album of the Year, and it's going up against Young Fathers, and you know, they're in with that award, with Mercury, with, you know, all sorts of things. So he's really getting an awful lot of attention, produced by the guy that produced Nick Drake, John Martin, folks like that. And there's something really quite compelling about his singing. And he's recorded this being Burns kind of season. Up here, he recorded this particular version of A Fond Kiss in order to raise money for Marie Curie, and he has a personal reason for doing that. But in and of itself, it's a very individual and really very beautiful version.
A Fond Kiss, and then we sever a farewell that lasts forever. Deep in heart, strong tears, I'll pledge thee. War and sighs and groans always. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him? Me no cheerful twinkle. call lights me. Dark despair around the night's me. I'll never blame my partial fancy. Nothing but to see her was to love her. Love but her and love forever. And had we never loved so kindly, had we never loved so blindly, never met or never parted, we would ne'er be broken hearted. Fairly well, the first and fairest. Fairly well, the best and dearest. Thine be Ilka, joy and treasure. Peace and joy, my love and pleasure. A fond kiss and then we sever. A farewell lasts forever. Deep in heart drunk tears I'll pledge thee. A war and sighs and groans always. Deep and heart wrung tears I'll pledge thee. War and sighs and groans I'll wage thee.
Adam Holmes and A Fond Kiss, one of a selection of Burns songs that Adams recorded for his tribute to Scotland's favourite son, Robert Burns. And I might add, Burns' most recorded love song. Now, Marianne is here with me, Marianne Kennedy, and we were talking about the dramatic start to the festival this year at Celtic Connections. But really, what I'm here to talk to you about is your highlights. Hard question, isn't it? But what would you say Some of them were. There's lots of it online. I mean, that's what's great, isn't it? This year we've got so many fantastic clips and videos.
Yeah, and with BBC Music working together now, it just opens doors to access to so much of the festival. You could be in several places at once, basically, with all that was being recorded and filmed and shared. That was really exciting. But this year, of all years, we've really been sort of spoilt for choice, and especially for a programme like ours with World on Three, what a variety, from old friends like Le Vent du Nord to Songhai Blues that we're going to hear shortly. Angélique Kidjo playing with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, this orchestral gig, which is quite new to her, but of course somebody of her stature just rising to the occasion. But also beautiful things like the South African E-Complete, a wonderful quartet of male singers working with Gaelic musicians, and the McCreary sisters. It was like meeting Nashville royalty. Daughters of one of the original Fairfield Four gospel singers that had sung with everyone from Dylan to Stevie Wonder to Elvis when they were 8 and 9 years old. I mean, just where else would you get to meet such a variety of musicians?
Well, I have to say, I'm probably going to shake the mothballs out of my winter woolies and shifty on up to Glasgow.
You are coming up for more than one night next year.
I promise. Now, you said you mentioned Songhai Blues, and it's this great new band from Mali. Tell us a little bit about them, because they were on the programme, were they? They were on one of your shows.
Yes, and they were completely compelling. They were they just rocked the CCA. Young guys who'd come down from the north of Mali, escaping the privations and the proscriptions of what's going on up there at the moment, and who started to play together as a kind of solidarity for themselves, but also for the many others that had done exactly the same. And their music is just so full of energy. It's just bristling. It's sparking when you see them on stage. And of course, the great thing about this year is that you can not only have heard them on World on Three, but you can watch them online.
That's brilliant. So we're going to hear actually a tune from that performance
that they did
last Friday on the CCA. And it's a song called Seku Umaru.
Sebu maro, si jani fudanger maudan.
Songhai Blues and Sekou Umaru, a song that they performed live on World on Three last Friday at the CCA here in Glasgow. And as we were saying, there's footage on the BBC Music and the BBC Radio 3 websites of Songhai Blues and many of the other bands who've been part of Celtic Connections this year. Do go on the website. There's some absolutely fantastic clips for you to see and hear. And so to the last offering tonight from this behemoth of a festival. I began the programme with Niger's Bombino, who performed last night at the ABC. The second act on that double bill was the Congolese electronic extravaganza, Konono No. 1, who hit the world music scene a few years ago with an extraordinary sound that seemed to capture the edginess of a new technological age through handmade, rudimentary junkyard instruments. Avant electro rock is probably a good description of it. They even won a Grammy Award for Best Pop Collaboration on a Herbie Hancock tune. Well, here is Konono No. 1 from that concert last night with a song that is a tribute to the life of a friend of theirs who died.
Yeah.
Congatronic Masters, Kanono No. 1, recorded last night at the ABC in Glasgow. And so we bid farewell to Celtic Connections 2015 and to host city Glasgow. I'm sure Marianne would agree with me when I say there's nothing else quite like it. What an absolute celebration of music. And who knows, maybe this time next year, one of you musicians or singers out there could be playing at a festival like this. I am, of course, talking about BBC Introducing. As you probably know by now, here at World on Three, we're asking you to upload your music for us to see if you are the next big thing in world music. More about that next week. And on the BBC Radio 3 website and through the BBC Music Portal, you can watch and listen to tens of clips and recordings from this year's Celtic Connections Festival. The programmes we broadcast on Radio 3 and on Radio 2 and many of the fabulous concerts that have taken place in Glasgow over the last 17 days. There is one more day left of the festival, but from us here at BBC Radio 3, it's time to say goodbye. Thanks to all the people who've helped put these programmes together at Radio 3, BBC Scotland and the CCA, from where we broadcast live during the last two Friday nights. I'll be back in London next week at the usual time of 11 o'clock when I invite you to tango with me. My guests in the studio will be Quarteto Fuego and the amazing voice of Jesus Hidalgo from the Tango Fire Company of Argentina. And music aficionado Robin Denslow will be coming in to tell us what album is rocking his boat this month. So I leave you with a bit more junkyard trance music from Kanono No. 1, recorded last night at Celtic Connections. Till next week, good night.
Thank you.